Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
From the OGs, yeah. The one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Oh, don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters trying to blind like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pit, can't no motherfucker hold me. Yeah. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Yeah. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Brinks truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home. OG from the Senate song.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, OGs try to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different means and I'm my homie. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all of sale, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, June the 14th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we're going to break down the movie Doctor Strange, with not necessarily going through the movie step by step, because then I'm just end up turning into a seven-hour series because there's so much information. But I just want to give you a general overview of the modern-day Doctor Strange, which we all are, which I am, and which you should be. And so we need to break down what that is, how that operates, so that way you can drive the bus from the back seat. That way you can control the narrative. That way you can get out of groundhog state. That way you can manifest whatever you want. That, again, is in line with your kirka or your circle or your church. And so it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, as we look into, first of all, how did Dr. Strange come into his quote-unquote gifting? You know, how did he begin his search to look for his purpose, his niche, or his destiny? Because remember, he already had his niche. He already has his destiny. And he was doing it. He was a surgeon, and he used his hands. But he was in an accident, and he lost the use of his hands. So notice he discovered purpose through a traumatic event. Notice he walked into his purpose. And when he got there, remember, the lady had to kind of like humble him a little bit because he was really arrogant and he was really cocky because he was coming from a place of success. Like Dr. Strange, many of us, we are coming into the gnosis or we're coming into our circle. If you're part of the life optimization, you know, the life management team and you got your life optimization circle. So now you're coming into that. And if you notice in the movie, Dr. Strange always wrote a circle. And then the circle allowed him to change dimensions. Dr. Strange had certain powers. He was able to do certain things that other people couldn't do because Dr. Strange understood the breadth of the universe is consciousness. Let me make sure you understand this. So everybody focuses on the physical breadth. Remember, everything in Hollywood that is in the form of an action movie or action, again, Hollywood uses action to portray spirituality. Let me say it again. Hollywood uses action to display or kind of break down spiritual constructs. So everything in Hollywood, like in the movie The Matrix, and you saw all of the action going on in The Matrix where Neo was doing all of this stuff, you know, stopping bullets and, you know, dodging and the guys, that's all mental. That's not physical. So everything in the movies is a physical personification of a spiritual act. Heavenly Father, touch the mind, will, emotion, imagination of your people, that they may hear what thus says the word of God. Everything in every movie that you watch, especially dealing with superhero movies, that is why Hollywood is coming out with all of the Marvel comics, the DC comics, because we're in the age of, look at the word comic and look at the word cosmic. Look how close the word comic is to the word cosmic. Let me let it marinate. It's gonna take a minute. Look at the word cosmic and look how close it is to the word comic. So Marvel comic is the marvelous cosmos. So everything that is coming out in the superhero movies, that's why I said, you know, I've been talking to members like especially women who have a lot of what is known in the ancient text as phallic female traits. And it's very interesting because we're living in an age where there are a lot of phallic females. Those are females that have a lot of ones. The number one looks like, I mean, look at the one, look at an L. It looks like male genitalia. It looks like the Washington Monument. It looks like a steeple. And so phallic females now are expressing the feminine energy. And unfortunately, there has been a role reversal, especially within inside of the black community, where now women the role of men, and men are taking on the role of women. We got NBA basketball players freaking walking around with skirts and dresses, the craziest things, and sliced bread. We got man purses now. Negroes is getting manicures and pedicures and all this stuff. Not that I'm against it, but let's just keep it real. Now now women are doing the job of men. So now the phallic female is on the scene because the source code knew that, but it takes a very, 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 very strong man to handle a phallic female because they ain't going nowhere. There's more women that's been born with the number one inside of their circle so that way they can understand, again, how to social reconstruct. And so this is the new age of social and cosmic. So the number one associated with the number zero. So if you got the one and the zero, oh, man, this just lights out. So women like that, you know, you guys are more so than men. There's more women with 101s than there are, especially within my experience, and I've done thousands of these, and I see a lot of women with a lot of ones and a lot of zeros in that chart. I don't see a lot of men because this, again, is the age of Aquarius. And the age of Aquarius, according to Luke chapter 17, verse 21, that's the age of the water bearer. So the water bearer. So when Yahushua say, when you see the man with a pitcher of water enter into the city is the sails. So it's pouring out this water. So water represents gnosis or knowledge. And so this ability to understand. So what Hollywood is telling you everything that the Bible is saying, but we don't have the ability to break it down. Because, again, everybody is still teaching tradition instead of dominion. And so now, again, due to the inability for us to grasp the depths of our greatness, then we're going to stumble. and we will fall. And so now it's up to you, my brothers and sisters, to understand that the breath that we are breathing, this breath, has really nothing to do with awareness and consciousness. If you notice all leaders who are quote unquote conscious talk about the physical breath, and they talk about physical food, they talk about physical exercise, they talk about, you know, physical sleep, they talk about physical sex, they talk about physical, everything is physical, but we're not physical, we're spiritual. That's the problem. So pretty much everybody that I know is a let me tone it down a little bit before I say some things that I may regret. But let me make sure you guys understand, because purpose precedes people, places, and things. Your goal should not be a person. Your goal should not be a place. Your goal should not be a thing, money. Your goal should be purpose. Because the scripture says, well, purpose is not known. It didn't say people. So there's many people who their goal is to, you know, find a man or find a woman. Now, again, that's great. That's admirable. But that's not kingdom. Purpose is supreme. Purpose is the goal, not people. People must not be your goal. Because once you establish purpose, people, places, and things come to purpose. So we have the cart before the horse. So the inability, if you look at the movie Doctor Strange, nothing in his life started to work until he stepped into his purpose of being Doctor Strange. And the first thing that happened was his cloak came and it jumped on him. Notice the cloak chose him. He didn't choose the cloak. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means, because, wow, that's huge. So, in the movie Doctor Strange, this cloak that covered him had a lot of, what's the word I'm going to look for? Power. The thing that blows my mind is the actual book in the Marvelous Comics Cosmos, in the Marvelous Cosmos, this harmonious arrangement. If you read the book, it's called The Cloak, and I say coat, but it is a coat. Because remember, we have a coat of arms. Doctor Strange had a cloak of Leviathan. Don't believe me? Look it up. Just go to Google or your favorite search and just type in Doctor Strange cloak, CLOAK. Now, due to time constraints, I don't have time to break down what that means. That's a 7-hour series inside of itself. What I need you to do is I need you to control time, space, mass, and matter, and reality. You control your reality. Your reality should not control you. You produce your reality based upon your breath, but it's not the physical breath. It's the breath of the universe. It's the breath of the cosmos. It's the breath of consciousness. So I have an unfair advantage because I was born and ordained by source. Because I was born in the month of September. That means total awareness. So when I was 8 years old and seeing the Minotaur in my dreams that made me scared to get out of bed, so my brothers and sisters and nobody knew, I would urinate and defecate myself all the way up to first grade. I mean, Miss Tinsley, I'd be in the classroom and I would just sit there and I would just urinate on myself because I could see them demons in her. And she would take a ruler and she would beat me on my hand. And I would just cry. My brother Glenn Pothain, man, he's just like, bro, why are you crying all the time, man? What's wrong with you? I used to cry all the time when I was a little kid because I could see. But nobody, at night I saw little red eyes, like little beady eyes. And I was talking to my son, B. Jola, and I, you know, he sees what they call the tall man or the straw man in his dreams. And it's amazing because the scripture talks about this, that the sins of the fathers passed down to the sons. And I remember my youngest son, Kendrick, used to urinate in the bed when he was a kid. We took him to the doctor, and they said that something, you know, he had a clouded kidney. school, didn't have no clouded kidney. I mean, he tells me now, because, you know, he's an adult now. He was the same way, Dad. I didn't get out of bed because I was scared as hell. But why? See, we all have this ability, but it's beat out of us as children, or it's scared out of us. And so then we stop pursuing purpose. So when we talk about, in this movie, the marvelous cosmos, they're talking about the superhero, Doctor Strange. And the primary purpose of the cloak is to give its wearer the ability to levitate. Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say it again. Remember, he didn't choose his cloak. His cloak chose him. But the primary purpose of the cloak, and again, you can research this for yourself. The primary cloak, now, way back in 1963, when the Strange Tales comic came out about Doctor Strange in 1963, most of y'all wasn't even thought forms back then. And it talks about this cloak that was worn by Doctor Strange, and it bequeathed him to be a part of what they call the Ancient One. Remember, he met that lady that was the bald head, and she was called the Ancient One. That's an archon that I've already talked about. That's a little G, acting like the big G. So remember, his cloak was called the Cloak of Leviathan, or the Cloak of Levitation. So it gave him the ability to levitate. Now, levitation is the process by which an object is held afloat it's a miracle. It's no mechanical device. It's, again, levitation is when you are able to float. Levitation, my brothers, levitation, my sisters, means that you're able to rise above. You're able to oscillate at a higher level, which is what I do every day, which is what I recommend you do. So from my vantage point, I can see the devil coming way far in advance. Now, sometimes it's not my job to address when I see the calamity. It's my job just to get out the way. So if I see somebody drive off the cliff and they don't listen, I ain't going to try to tell. I just move out the way. I let them drive off the cliff. Let me make sure you understand that it's something that is extremely important. This is very difficult, especially for people that are sixes. So, Dr. Span, are you listening, my sister? Anybody got a six in their chart? The problem is, if you don't know your worth and your value, you got to care about somebody else's. That's when you become a doormat, and you somebody else's bitch. Let me say it again. As a retired doormat, you will beg somebody to give you attention. You will do anything, including give away your purpose in exchange for that attaboy and that pat on the back and say, yeah, you're a good house Negro. Let me say it again. I don't care. And if you do, that makes you my boy. Or B-I-T-C-H. To the degree that you care is the indication of the degree that you steal somebody's B-I-T-C-H. To the degree that you are concerned about people, that's instead of your purpose, that is the degree of your this is a family show, so I can't do like my son BJ and drop F-bombs. The word Leviathan or levitate means a stage of magic illusion. It is paranormal. It comes from the Latin word levitas, L-E-V-I-T-A-S, levitas. It's a Latin word, means lightness. It means light. It means to be in the light. It means to be enlightened, to be in the know. So that way you can grow. Now, I wish I could come up here and tell you that I learned this in the book. It would be a little bit more palatable. It'd be a little bit easier. I would have a lot more debt. I would have a lot more disdain for the current culture and religion. And I could assimilate a lot easier. But I can't. See, when I was a little kid, something happened to me that that I pray that nobody on this earth had to experience what me and my brothers and sisters experienced. I was talking with my sister last night, and see if I can get through this without getting emotional. See, I'm not emotional about the event. I process that. Shit doesn't make, it doesn't do nothing. It has no power. But as a little boy, watching my mama and my sisters, I think this is why I have such a heart for women. Like, I didn't mind getting beat. I didn't mind getting slapped in the mouth. I didn't mind starving. I didn't mind none of the crap that happened to me when I was a kid. But when I saw my sisters and I couldn't, as a man, there was something inside of me that just caused some issues. And I was talking with my sister, and she was saying she was driving somewhere, and she just broke down and just started sobbing. And she was with her daughter, and her daughter thought something was wrong with her, and she's like, "Mama, are you okay?" I have that usually once every 3 to 6 months. I'm just overwhelmed with the magnitude of what took place. It just hit. So I'm still now. My mom died when I was 11 or 12 years old, and I'm an old dude, and I'm still processing that took place. I don't know if you ever, for people who haven't lost a mother, man, I said, you got a mama, she's still around, y'all should call her today. Every day is Mother's Day. That's why I can't hang out with people who disrespect their moms. Y'all know the little knuckleheads that I used to live with. They used to disrespect the lady, her name is Emma Shorts. And all the fights I had with her sons was because they was disrespecting their mama. She wasn't even my mama. She just opened up her door and allowed me to stay. That's lightness. That's levitation. That's the process by which things are elevated to a stable position. Emphasis on the word stable. So his cloak that he puts on, he had to go through a lot of adversity to get that cloak. See, everybody wants to sit on a mountaintop. Everybody wants to be a Reverend Dr. Bishop. Everybody wants to have a great gnosis. Everybody want to be thebomb.com, but everybody want to sign up to go through the shit that I went through, or that my sisters went through, my sisters and brothers went through. We all went through it. Sometimes we get together and we talk about it, and it still doesn't win, and it still doesn't make sense. I mean, we understand it, you know, but it still doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. However, as I've stated on every show, just like Dr. Strange, that's what gave me my power. All of that adversity that I went through, that's why I can fast now like nothing. That's why I can do crazy diets like it ain't nothing. That's why my mental disposition is stronger than any person I've met. Nobody can outwill me. You will lose. And I've had a lot of people try to test the theorem. Because that come from my childhood. That was burned into my brain. And so just like Dr. Strange, he was the top of his field. He was driving home, and he had a car accident. And as a surgeon, he needed to use his hands, and he couldn't use his hands no more. So basically, he was chopped down to zero. Bam. That's what makes you a hero. See, when you get knocked down to zero, that's how you know. Because, again, the tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. So as I've been saying on all these shows, I have nothing against the Joel Osteen Christians. I would love to be, you know, a trust fund baby. But that just wasn't in the cards for me, boo-boo. So I don't know what your life was like, but I talk to people every day, all day, and the people that I talk to that I can connect with, because there's 12 points of connectivity. That's why I can't play church. That's why I can't do a lot of stuff that other people can do, because I came from a place that they didn't come from. So if, remember, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. I am capable of doing a lot of evil. That what qualifies me to do a lot of good. So when I meet somebody that's not qualified to do good, I actually stage left. See, Dr. Strange became Dr. Strange not because he signed up to be Dr. Strange. As I said before, you don't choose purpose, boo-boo. Purpose chooses you. Now, you can choose people, you can choose places, and you can choose things, but you can't choose purpose. Purpose comes from source. I didn't choose the day that I was born. I did not choose the ley lines or the dragon lines of my birth that gave me my personality and my disposition. I did not choose the city and the state that I was born. I did not choose my mother or my father. I didn't even choose my name. All of those things were determined prior to me getting into this dimension. But those are the tools that I use to go out and control time, space, mass, and matter. So time speeds up or time slows down. And data controls this matter. Look at the M-A-T-T-A. We know it's M-A-T-E-R, but phonetically, M-A-T-T-A. It's the same as D-A-T-T-A. So data controls matter. Wrong data, wrong matter. That's the problem of humanity today. So the inability to understand how to put on your cloak, because the levitation provides an upward force that counteracts the pull of gravity. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what says the word of God. Let me make sure you understand how I walk through devils and demons like hot butter on breakfast toast. Because, see, when I was 5 and 6, I was getting smoked by devils and demons. But I'm not 5 or 6 no more. There is an upward force that it pulls you up. So greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Again, I didn't sign up for this. But now that I'm in it to win it. And the ability for you to understand what gives you a stable position that automatically pulls, you get knocked down, you automatically, you don't even want to get up, you just get up automatically. Every morning I don't even want to get up and go to the gym. I just zoom, it's just automatic. Something in my body just exudes. It pulls me forward. I can't hang around dead people in dead churches. It exudes. It just pulls me. Source pulls me forward. I can't do tradition. I got to do dominion. Because the word dominion means basileia. The word basileia means kingdom. Nowhere in the Bible can I find where Jesus came to bring religion. He brought a kingdom. He came preaching the kingdom. In Matthew 24, it says, ain't shizness happening until the kingdom, dominion, is preached. And if you don't have dominion, you're not a part of the kingdom. So I don't do jelly back or weak and watered down chicken dinners and all this other BS. You want something, you freaking go get it. You control time. You control space. You control mass. And you control data. You have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. It is time out, especially for black folks. Too many Negroes walking around here looking for a damn handout instead of a hand up, especially men. Freaking black women is holding it down. Us black men, we ain't doing shizness. So it's time for black men. That's why women, if you're raising a man, you should raise a man. Make him and hold him responsible. Don't let your little son grow up and be no weak-ass nigga. There's too many of us out there. Give him some backbone. Give him some freaking morals and values. If he's supposed to get up at 8, get him up at 8. You shouldn't have to tell him something to do 15 times. You tell him once. It's important to raise men. There's enough feminized males out here already. Too many watered-down, weak brothers. It is time for you to put on your cloak, my brother. I got mine on. It is time for you to operate in a force that is so powerful that it overrides the force of gravity. So the devil is trying to pull you down, source is pulling you up. You ain't got to do nothing but show up. You just show up and you just show out. I don't have plans. I don't got no freaking fancy degrees. I don't got this, that, and the other. I ain't got no royal blood. I'm not 6'5", blonde hair, blue eyes, none of that. But every day I wake up and I grind and I shine. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. This is your heritage, my brother, that was given to you. You are a joint heir. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. There is a force that is the fundamental force of the magnetic. This is called the electrostatic. It automatically produces a reactive force against BS. Now, we can get into the physics of it, but let me make sure you understand. All quote-unquote hovering devices, all helicopters, hummingbirds, they have this ability to counteract negativity. That is the gravitational pull of negative. You're built because you went through. So to know what you're called to do, all you got to do is look what you've been through. And what I've been through uniquely qualified me for exactly what it says. If you look up the life path number 33, it means spiritual teacher. So I don't care if nobody else will ordain me. I don't care if nobody else will support me. I don't care if nobody else likes me. I know that source code has already empowered me because the power is inside of my breath, because it's not the breath of life inside of what we call oxygen. It's the breath of life that is what is called Leviathan, levitation. Now, it's Leviathan in the Bible. It's levitation in physics. That is the magnetic levitation that is developed for the use of transportation. That is why Dr. Strange in the movie draws the same circle that was given to me by source 20 years ago before I read any of this and knew stuff. It's the same circle that's found underground that was sent to me in the video that I shared with everybody by my son, BJ. It's the same circle that was shared with me by, I forgot the brother's name, that I posted up from Timbuktu. It's the same circle that's over in Quetzalcoatl, over in the Mayans and the Incas and the Aztecs down in Central America. It's the same circle that's in Japan. It's the same circle that's in China. It's the same circle that's in all the Nordic, all of the Scandinavian, all of the Russian, all of the European cultures. They all have the same circle. It's the same spinning wheel. It's the same kola varat. And your ability to understand, as we've been talking about doing this 65-day series, because it takes 21 days to destroy your current disposition. It takes another 21 days to replace that old disposition with a new disposition. And then it takes another 21 days to make that new disposition permanent. That's the reason for 65 days. So nothing I do is without purpose. Nothing. Every day I wake up, everything is calculated. My life has already been planned out for the next freaking 10 years. I already know where I'm going and what I'm doing and how I'm going to get there. Now, it's going to surprise everybody else, but it won't surprise me. And it's extremely important because you should be creating and controlling your life the same way. To understand that the universe is consciousness. So the physical breath, although it is great and it is awesome, it has nothing to do with consciousness and awareness. Consciousness and awareness is the universal breath of God downloaded into a body of a man, usually through what we call a traumatic event. Because that establishes something inside of the soul. And the soul is made up of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. It gives you what we call a force. It was interesting because in the movie Star Wars, they always talk about, may the force be with you. Now, we've dumbed it down and put it in a box because when you label something, you limit something. Let me say it again. What name you got of God? What name you got? Jehovah, Yahweh, Byway, whatever name you got, it's too small. When you label it, you limit it. Take the chains off. Take the limits off. See, in physics, force is the interaction that will change the motion and the mass and the velocity of anything. So force is the thing that begins something that was previously in a state of rest. Adversity changes you. Well, at least it changed me. See, I was in a state of rest, and then I had a traumatic event. Now, the enemy uses these traumatic events to bring about arrested development disorder, or bring about post-traumatic stress disorder, and a lot of other things, where source code uses these traumatic events to order to remove you from a state of rest. Because everybody knows, again, that satisfaction is the father of ignorance. Too many Negroes are comfortable. See, a lot of people don't like adversity. They don't like change. They don't like being uncomfortable. I love change. I like being uncomfortable. Hell, take me to a new city anywhere, anytime. Just drop me off. come back in 30 days. I'll probably be running for mayor. Most people don't like change because they're in a state of rest, when you should be in a state of acceleration. So the whole Doctor Strange movie is about the rate of change of velocity. It's about the ability to change your rate of velocity. Source code is telling you, the big G is telling you, wake up, homie, you're moving too slow. I got stuff to do. It's time to establish the kingdom on this earth. So the Kingdom Midnight Training Center is here to establish the kingdom of God on earth, just like Yahushua said we should be doing. So you should be emailing me yesterday if you're not a member. Because remember, brothers and sisters, everything about the movie Doctor Strange, remember, they have to put it out in plain sight. So the enemy cannot do nothing to you without first telling you. So the enemy has a contract. Now, this is inside of my book, The Cosmogrator. This is inside of the ancient text called the Apocrypha of John. Not John the Baptist, the other John. It's inside the Nahumite text. So anything that was done to his people must be told to his people. So, and the Bible says the same thing. God does nothing without first revealing it to his prophets. So Lucifer, he can't do nothing without first telling you. Now, the way that they've chosen to tell you is to, number one, put it in code through symbols. That's why we got letters. So those are symbols, because those are sigils. This is sigil magic, as I said before. So your job is to become a, remember the movie Doctor Strange? He went into the library. The dude told him that was one book you can't read. And the book was flying. It was like a moving. The book was moving. Now, this is there's a series on Netflix that will destroy everything that you've been taught. It's called The Librarians. Now, that one will hurt your brains. I think I watched like maybe three of it, and I kind of knew where it was going and what it was about. And this series, I think it's a series called The Librarians. I would highly recommend that you watch it. I think it's on season 3 or 4 right now. And if I remember correctly, I think it was on Netflix. It may have been on regular TV. It's been a while. It's been out for a while. But in there, they talk about that the people that are the most powerful on earth are entomologists. They are the people that understand what's inside the library. So what's inside of a library? Well, books. So books contain what? Well, books contain chapters. Now, you are a book. You have what is called a book of life. So somebody is reading your book. Now, you should be writing your book, because a book is made up of chapters. And these chapters are made up of paragraphs. These paragraphs are made up of sentences. These sentences are made up of words. These words are made up of letters. And on day 2, we talked about that letters are fetters. It's L-E-T-T-E-R, but really it's F-E-T-T-E-R. Letters are fetters. This is called sigils, or the sigil magic. Now, due to the sake of time, obviously we can't break it down, but a sigil is basically a symbol that is used for magic. A sigil is always encased around what is called the circle, a spinning circle. So this represents, and this gets into some ancient stuff that, again, very few people understand, even though they use it every day. So sigil magic is, we are all, because this was taught to us by, again, the fallen angels. So this is what is known, again, as a signature. Now, is there anybody that doesn't sign for something when it shows up? If you get a delivery, every time you do something, if you got to buy something, you have to sign. What you are doing, that gives it its significance based upon your signature. So in the movie Doctor Strange, he puts on his cloak, because the cloak, again, If you look at it, if you go back and if you research back to 1963, and when Marvel, Marvelous Comic, Cosmos, the Marvelous Cosmos, in the Bible is called the Harmonious Arrangement. So these superheroes that are presented to us today, and that everybody want to be a superhero. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a superhero. Not no more. Because the superheroes are, again, under the control of the Harmonious, Marvelous, Cosmos, Comic, Marvel Comic. That's why we got Doctor Strange. That's why he has a cloak. And the name of his cloak is called Levitation, what we call Leviathan, Sea Monster. It is the thing that allows one to float. So that means that now we take what the enemy meant for a movie. Because remember, Hollywood will always display a spiritual topic in a physical manner. Let me say that again. So when you watch the movie The Matrix, they ain't talking about Neo dodging bullets. It's talking about Neo not being manipulated by thought. So bullet represents the fiery darts. In the Bible, they call fiery darts. The Bible says that we're supposed to bring those fiery darts into captivity. How do we do that? We put on the full armor of God. And in that day, you'll be able to withstand the fiery darts. Those are thoughts. So everything about Dr. Strange is drawing a spinning wheel. And every time he draws the circle, he walks through into another dimension. That's how he changes time, which means he's changing mind. So M-I-N-D is M-I-N-E. So the circle is mining. So somebody is mining, M-I-N-N-I-N-G, mining, like digging for gold. Your thoughts are gold. So the whole movie about Dr. Strange is about controlling thoughts. And so the ability to formulate the thoughts into a circle and make the circle spin is how you change dimensions. That's the same thing I've been saying for 20 years. This is called sigil magic. This is how you control space and time. Now, there's a book out, which I don't recommend reading, but, you know, hey, if you need proof, it's called Space-Time Magic. And it's, again, just go to Amazon and type in Space-Time Magic. It is the practical and probable guide to how space-time magic works. And that gives you all the physics and everything that I'm talking about. And on the cover of the book, you will see a circle. A spinning circle. Now, again, I would love to say that this wasn't true. I would love to say that, you know, you can just, you know, continue just, you know, going to church and McDonald's on the weekend and just, you know, eat your Captain Crunch cereals and just watch Love and Hip Hop. But you're getting a smoke, boo-boo. Because the breath has nothing to do with the physical breath. Everything physical is an indication of something spiritual. And if you cannot understand that when you eat physical food, what does that mean spiritual? When you breathe physical air. So when everybody say when people practice physical meditation, people go and eat physical food. When you drink physical water, when you do a physical event, you cannot do a physical act and achieve a spiritual substance. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. I call space-time magic a reality, not how you do it. A lot of other people do it. You cannot do a physical act. Why? God is spirit, according to the Bible that I read. And it says, those that worship him. Look at the word worship, that means work for. Those that work for him must work for him how? How? Answer, in spirit and in truth. That is the difference between what I do and pretty much everybody else. Because I did not write this, brothers and sisters. I would love to be able to take credit for it, but I didn't. The Bible says God is spirit. Now, we got to understand what that means because again, this is not taught. I've never heard a Reverend Dr. Bishop say anything close to what I talk about or what I do every day. That's why I said I don't pray to God. I pray as God. No revelation with it. I don't even pray because pray makes you pray. P-R-E-Y. So I asked the question, what does God pray for? Because again, we get back into under over understand spirit, because spirit has possession of a soul, which is a steering wheel or a controller. So this is a video game. And the real you is the higher you is somewhere up yonder. And source code gave you the controller, and the physical you is inside of a video game. And the real you is controlling. Now, that was a movie, I think it was called Surrogates. It starred Bruce Willis, that explains exactly what I just said. It's in a Hollywood movie. Everything, remember, they cannot do nothing to you without first revealing it to you. So everything that I teach is in movies. Every movie I've ever seen. Now, when I go to the movies, like I don't go to the movies like most people. I go to the movies pretty much with pen and paper. I mean, I can't really write pen and paper being in my head. I'm going there to see what they're showing us that they're doing to us. So Dr. Strange, they telling you. First thing they do, bam, they're going to give you a traumatic event. Why? Trauma-induced mind control. The best way to mind elf somebody is to trauma, because trauma produces drama. So bad happen for you, and then what do you do? You feel. But what do you feel? Have you ever seen anybody that feel good when a traumatic event happens? So the enemy uses grief, because, you know, grief is a signature. Grief is a signet. Grief is a seal. Grief is how the enemy gets into your soul and destroys you. The enemy knows that when you are grieving, you're leaving. So the more I can get you to grief or grieve, and now remember, it is always justified. Always. Meaning, the devil is not going to send you something that's not real. He took Jesus upon a high mountain and he says, bow down, and all these kingdoms. How could the devil offer him kingdoms if he didn't have them? He always comes in pleasing raiment. So the event that's happening, when people tell me that, Brother Will, you don't understand, man. You know, no, I understand, boo-boo. I lost my mama when I was 12. And it wasn't like, not, like she didn't, like, I don't have no conversations on Mother's Day. Like, trust me, boo-boo, I understand. I've buried, three brothers already. I mean, I didn't, man, but they're not here. So I've had traumatic events, and I had them young. So that just helped me build up an understanding of what I'm sharing with you. Now, I'm not saying that you should not grieve. I'm just saying that you should understand how to grieve, because it's a transition. There is no such thing as death. Yahushua defeated it. It's in the Bible. He says, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? In other words, you're not designed to die. In fact, you don't. You may change forms. You may change this business. So if somebody dies in your family, you don't go celebrate and understand. You understand. Now, if I don't understand, okay, that's on them. They can grieve, open up that portal, and let them demons in. I don't recommend that you do that. I recommend that you acknowledge what has transpired, that you say to your loved ones that, you know, you are physically going to be missed, but I know that you are spiritually permanent, and I'm going to see you on the other side. And then you go on with your life. Because if they was here, I know if my mama was here, my mama would be giving me a high five right now, saying, son, I'm proud of you. You didn't let what happened to you as a child and the mistakes and decisions that I made destroy you. Because I tell my children that right now, and I'm still here. I'm proud of them because I was a bonehead as a father. But I just did what my father did. My father beat the snot out of me, so I beat the snot out of them. But I ain't dead. So every time I see him, I apologize. And I let them know I made mistakes because I was ignorant. But I'm not ignorant no more. And this is how you control space, time, and matter. By you operating in the real world. What is the real world? The spirit world is the real world. This is all an illusion. Physics proves it. Quantum physics states that what we are seeing is still images, just like in a motion picture, but it is moving so fast it gives you the illusion of movement. Your body is an illusion. Although it is a very beautiful and impressive illusion. There's some pretty illusions out here. Like in the Matrix, it's still an illusion. So you control it by understanding it. And then you understand it. And then, like it says in the Gospel of Thomas, bam, you will overstand it. The Gospel of Thomas says, I suppose we've been reading John 4:24. Let me read that one first. John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and he that worship and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, I did not make that up. The word spirit, again, means breath. But it's not this. It's consciousness. So true breath has nothing to do with a breathing technique. It has nothing to do with yoga. It has nothing to do with Tai Chi. It has, now, all of this stuff you can do. I'm not saying that you don't. Don't stop, boo-boo. You keep doing you. But I'm saying you want to add to something. What you want to add to it? You want to add to it the breath of source. So the prime creator doesn't have nostrils like we do, because he's all present, all knowing, all power, all simple, and all benevolent. He, she, it, whatever you want to call it, force, ether, thinking stuff, whatever. But again, whatever label, that's whatever limit. So when you label it, you limit it. Just as long as you understand, once you label it, you limit it. So source will only come to you based upon the level, on your label. So if you give source a bad label, guess what? You're going to get a bad source, a force, frequency, wave, a vibration. If you give it a good label, you get a good source, a good frequency, a good label. That's why I don't do cray-cray. So I don't care if something in reality is bad. It's not bad to me. I transmute evil into good every day, all day, 24/7, 365. Therefore, I don't have bad days, because I'm able to transmute those bad days. That's how you control space. That's how you control time. That's how you control reality. The breath of the universe is consciousness, period. The breath of the universe is consciousness. So you will need to breathe deeply. So when all of the breathing techniques that people teach physically should be done spiritually. So you need to breathe in consciousness. That's why I used to do what I used to do when I was a kid. I don't do it as much because, again, I don't really have to. But I do every opportunity I get. And that is sit in the darkest, blackest room you can find with no light, with your eyes wide open, and watch what happens. You will be overwhelmed by the presence of the king, the big one, not the little one. But y'all, there's some people that got a lot of mind chatter, it's going to take a little while. If you've never done it, it might take a while because your brain is going to be racing. But the body, now this is how you release DMT inside your head. So if you take DMT or ayahuasca or any psychotropic drug, you're stifling the process. As it says in the Gospel of Thomas, anything that you take outside of you proceeds you into the kingdom. So that means you can't get in because you're trying to get into the back door, John chapter 10. You're trying to use a technique. You're trying to use a trinket, or you're trying to use technology. That's why I don't do techniques, trinkets, or technology. So you can have the Wim Hof breathing technique if you want to. Knock yourself out, boo-boo. I don't need no Wim. I ain't got to take no cold showers. I am a cold shower. I don't need a computer. I am a computer. Now, I'm not saying I don't have one. I'm just saying that it ain't got no value to me. In other words, I don't care. Why? I know my worth and my value. See, when you know your worth and your value, caring stops. People who care a lot, they don't value a lot. As I can always tell. How do I know, though? Because I didn't read it in the book. I lived it in my life. People who care a lot, they don't value a lot. They don't value themselves a lot. That's the only way you can care about something and someone else outside of the self, because you don't value what you got, so you go with somebody else and you value their stuff. That's the number one indication of tongue kissing the devil in the mouth. Again, not a good look. So the true breath, the true things, everything that you should be doing is spiritual. It's not physical. So in all the movies, they show people, you know, flying around, you know, Thor or who else flies? All the superheroes that fly. That's a representation of projecting the astral body into the astral plane. We call it astral projection or remote viewing. So there are people who are trying to, and there are people who teach other people how to astral project. Now, let me make sure you understand. when you talk about astral projection, you are going into a spiritual realm while you have been tied into a physical body. So you are a spiritual baby, but you want to go out and play. It's like if you was to let your five-year-old go out and play, you know, in downtown Chicago in the hood where you don't know nobody, unsupervised. You just let them say, okay, go on out there and play and then come back in 1 hour. So is there any parent that would let their child go to a city that you don't know, you don't know nobody, you know nothing about it, because none of us know nothing about the spirit realm? Not from the perspective of owning it. Now, I know a lot about the spirit realm. I know enough to stay out the spirit realm. And I know when I travel through the spirit realm, I'm in my macabre. I'm in my, again, spiritual suit. Why? They can't touch me. Because, again, I got my red cloak on. So my job is to stay inside my space. And that's your job. But we want to, because we read a book, or we talked to somebody who was channeling somebody, or there is this, you know, we hooked up with a, you know, ascended master, or we went over to some, you know, Tibetan monk, or we went over to some of these other dudes or dudettes who got confused because they entertained a deity unaware, and they thought that deity was benevolent, because in the beginning, they're always benevolent. But in the end, they cost you your soul. Because let me be crystal clear. They want what you got. What do you got? Physicality. They don't got that. They're sprites. They're genies. They're jinns. They're mojos. They are disembodied spirits. It is illegal to be on this dimension without a body. So they want yours because they are illegally here. They've been cast down here permanently for violating universal spiritual law from the big G. And so now they try to create another way to experience this thing that you and I call life. Because Yahushua came that you may have life, and life more abundantly, not knowledge. So the way that you control time, space, mass, and matter is to take your energy out of time, space, mass, and matter. Why? When you put energy into something, you push it away from you. When you take energy out of something, you draw it to you. But when your energy is neutral to something, you control it. So now we've got to break down the word net neutrality. Why y'all think they're coming out with net neutrality? That was this big debate about net neutrality. Because net neutrality gets into that one word that I've been talking about since I came into the knowledge, which was really just this year. And that one word is care. Because I actually looked it up. Because I thought I knew what it meant, just like you do. So I don't care, but why? Because I know my worth and value. So if you don't know your worth and value, now this is how you control space, time, this is how you control the universe. This is how you put the devil under your foot. Know your worth and value. That means know your circle. Now this is just another way of saying what I've been saying for 20 years. Because remember, I came from Podunk, Texas. I'm talking about Podunk. No running water, at least not indoor. No electricity. We had candles and freaking kerosene lamps. We had an outhouse. I don't know if y'all youngsters, y'all don't know. Y'all know what an outhouse is? Sister Candace, you know what an outhouse is? Well, you might know. You from the country, so you might understand. But most of y'all don't even know what an outhouse is. Now, this is extremely important for you to understand. Because the depth of your calamity is an indication of the height of your success. So when I meet somebody who's had a rough life and they've been through some stuff, I'm like, okay, I can go to battle with that person. I have no problems going to war with somebody who's been through something. No problem. But if you're a Joel Osteen Christian, if you're a T.D. Jakes Christian, I don't know, boo-boo. I don't know. Because the first sign of adversity, oh, God, what are we going to do? You're going to freak out. Why? That's what I did when I got punched in the mouth. I just got punched in the mouth when I was 8. So if you wait till you get 30 to get punched in your mouth, that's why when my kids want to go do something, I go, What time you coming back? No, but going on out there, boo-boo. Crash and burn. And when they call me, they go, Dad, we got arrested. Okay, call your mama. You know, I don't do cray-cray. I ain't visiting your prison. I put some money on your books. My kids know. Don't call me. Now you got an issue. Somebody messing with you or something. Oh, call me. I was like, yeah, please call me. I got the I wish a Negro would. So call me if you got a problem. But if you created your own problem, nah, boo-boo, you got to get yourself out. Brothers and sisters, we all have the same ability. We just got different levels based upon our destiny. So you have to know your worth and value. You have to. It's no longer an option because you're disrespecting yourself, and that allows everyone else to disrespect you. And it's really interesting to watch, especially, you know, women, you know, and raising kids and stuff, and they don't really see how that they're disrespecting themselves. Now, in all of the movies, The Age of Ultra, Guardians of the Galaxies, man, this, you know, all of the X-Men series, all the Batman movies, all of these movies, you know, it has to do with them understanding themselves. Remember the last Batman when he went up against Bane and Bane threw him in that dark hole and then he broke Batman's back? I mean, Batman got spanked. Like, that was, like, graphic. And it was all because Batman had to find himself. Batman had to get to know himself. And the way that Batman found himself was through adversity. So, brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that you should, you know, drink that purple Kool-Aid like I did and, like, sign up for adversity. Because once I figured it out, I like start ordering adversity. I just started doing stuff just to create cray-cray. I don't recommend that you go down that path either. I just recommend if cray-cray shows up, don't run. Look cray-cray in the eye. And let it know, I might get whooped. I might get smoked. I might get skull drugged. But guess what, boo-boo? You're going to know you was in a fight. You're going to at least get a scratch or something. So them demons show up. If they come to my house, they're going to know. Well, damn, that's that dude. He kind of crazy. They know they in for a fight. Now, they may win. I mean now, nah, they ain't going to win now. But back in the day, yeah, I used to get skull drugged all the time, punched in the mouth. Not no more. Now I go looking for them. They should see you coming the same way they saw Yahushua coming, and they should be responding to you the same way that they responded to Yahushua. Why are you tormenting us before our time? You should be tormenting demons. They shouldn't be tormenting you. This is your world. You should be running the show. You should write your own script. You are the author and the finisher. You shouldn't be taking orders. You should be giving orders. It's very important because the Ancient of Days, or the Ancient One, that it talks about in the movie, Doctor Strange. And you know Hollywood mixes, because they're good at mixing truth with error. So you got to be able to weed out the truth with the error. It's kind of like with, you know, with the Black Panther movie. It was a Black Panther movie. It was, you know, good. Then they throw in a little, you know, error, and then they mix in some truth. So they mix in truth and error. So you got to be able to weed out the truth. All you do is that's what I do, and just go straight to source yourself, and you become your own superhero, and you have your own movie. See, I don't really have time to watch movies and other people's stuff, because I'm too busy writing my own movie and starring in my own movie. See, I'm the star and the director in my own movie. So I don't really have too much time to star in other people's movies. That's why I don't do a lot of other people's stuff, because I'm too busy doing my own stuff. And you should be so busy writing your own script. You should be so busy directing your own movie, setting up the lights, doing the curtains, doing everything in your own movie. And then when they say action, you got to go from behind the camera because you are the star. So you are the girl that gets the guy and the money and rides off in the sunset? Or you're the guy that gets the girl and the money and you go to the Bahamas and you sit pina coladas on the beach? That's you. You're not supposed to, you know, in all the movies, the black guy, the first guy to die, all the movies, the black dude. You see a movie and the black dude's in there, you know, okay, that fool's in there because he gone the first one. Especially all the scary movies, the monster movies, who's the first dude to die? Okay, well, in my movie, I'm the black guy. I'm like Denzel in Equalizer. I'm a black guy just you know, choking people out, you know. It's like, I love that movie, Equalizer, because while the dude had the ability to, you know, even though it's a movie, it's still, the understanding of the timing, the forecast, to be able to predict other people's behavior, to be able to set some up, to be so precise, have back doors and trap doors, have guns hitting all over your house. You are everything you prepare for worst case, but you hope for the best, but you prepare. So if crazy show up, I got something for you, boo. Come on in. If it don't show up, hey, no problem. You just go down, you know, go on with the rest of your day. That's how you should live your life. Just like Denzel in the movie Equalizer. You ain't looking for trouble. You're just going on, you're just doing you. But if crazy shows up, oh, come on in, boo-boo. I got something for you. And you should be living your life based upon God's design for the life. Because why? That is the only thing that I know works. 24/7, 365. It has never been wrong. Since the age of 8, I've been doing this. So let me close with just a little bit that we've been sharing at night with the private group. So you got your circle. Last night we used, yesterday we used Sister Candace's numbers, and then we used Sister Cheryl's numbers. So tonight we'll use somebody else's numbers and go through. Because just like in the movie, Doctor Strange, he had this cloak of levitation. Well, that wasn't the only thing that he had. The most important thing that Doctor Strange had was his hands. And notice that his hands was the things that was damaged in the accident. So when Doctor Strange damaged his hands, it was an indication because it was physical. His hands represents something mystical. So the damage to the physical means he has to put emphasis on the spiritual. So Doctor Strange was forced to be a superhero. Because remember, He was upset because he was angry because he lost his ability to do what he loved to do, when that was, you know, surgery. So the source of Dr. Strange's power was actually in his hands. And so he had to learn how to use his hands to draw or to make what is called sigil magic, meaning he used his hands, which the hands represents the brain, the neurons in the brain, because the neurons in the brain have something called dendrites. Dendrites are hands. And the word dendrite in Greek means tree. The tree has limbs. The limbs is the hand. It's how, so Dr. Strange learned how to use his hands, dendrites, to connect to force or source. That's how you control space, time, mass, and matter. If you put your thoughts in the right, now the Bible calls this invoking and provoking. The Bible says also, you can say it to that mountain, be thou removed. And if you do not doubt in your heart, and you say to that mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea, it got to do it. Now, I don't know if anything else hurts your brain, hurts my brain more than that scripture. So you mean to tell me a mountain, a pile of dirt will get up and move? According to the Bible, yes. If you do not doubt. Just the problem is fear, doubt, and unbelief. That's why I don't do fear, doubt, and unbelief, which allows me to control space, time, mass, and matter. So the key is for you to understand that source code, the big G, has given you certain sigils. And you use those sigils to create what the world calls sigil magic, what the Bible calls walk in the spirit. Because the Bible says if you walk in the spirit, you cannot, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, which is the lust of the flesh is what? All, you know, envy, strife, jealousy, fornication, lasciviousness, all of the bad stuff, right? So all we got to do is one thing. Everybody on this call, you got to walk in the spirit. And notice it didn't say run. It didn't say jump. It didn't say hop. It didn't say skip. It says walk, and it didn't say physical. It said spirit. So a spirit is a group of related thoughts that have joined together. So what is a spirit? A spirit is a ruling disposition. And what is a ruling disposition? A ruling disposition is something that you've thought so many times that is preeminent in your brain. So my question is, what do you think about all day? What is the one thought or thoughts? Now, if you got children, you think about your kids, how they doing, where they're at, you know, their welfare, taking care of them. You know, if you're married, you think about your mate. You know, if you got a job, you think about your job. For me, I think about purpose. Because everything else, once I fulfill purpose, everything else falls in line. So tomorrow we'll continue with this and we'll break down the, you know, what that means. Because everybody is thinking about people, you know, loved ones, family, and children. That's good, but that can't precede purpose. Everybody's thinking about their house, you know, their, you got a brand new, I got a brand new car too. But I don't think about that. I don't think about that car. That's something that precedes. How did I get that car? Purpose. How did my kids get here? Purpose. So I can't put people before purpose. But a lot of people do. A lot of people's goal is money. Their goal is not purpose. So we have to structure so that way you understand how to put the letters in a particular order to provoke and invoke a particular response. Meaning, according to the scripture, if you put the letters, your thoughts, in the right order, God honors his word above his name. Now, while you know the name and you say in the name of Jesus, plow, and you drop the name of Jesus like an American Express card, that's good, boo-boo, but there is a bigger gun. Now, I hate to be the bearer of good news, especially if you're a traditionalist, but the Bible says God honors. And what does he honor? His word. So if you can understand what that means, there's only one thing that God honors above his own name. Oh, everybody dropped the name like it's a freaking black American Express card. Or silver or gold or whatever the top American Express card is. And it's off the hizzle, fo shizzle. But my brothers, my sisters, that's something that's more powerful. And that is the immutable, unchanged. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thy word is true from the beginning. The Bible says that the entrance of thy word unfolds light. I did a series on that already. You might want to tune into that one. It's here on Blog Talk for free. Once the word enters in and it's in the right level, your DNA unfolds. And once you activate all 12 strands, right now you're going to operate on 2 strands. What happens when you operate all 12 strands of your DNA? You become a superhero. So that's what Hollywood is telling you. Hollywood, but they want you to go in and practice yoga, tai chi, or do some breathing techniques. Now, that is good. That's not getting wrong because that release chemicals. But you're not a chemical being. Now, I do that too, so I'm not trying to, you know, belittle anybody. I do breathing techniques. I go to the gym. I work hard. I eat. I do physical stuff too. Why? That benefits the body. The Bible says bodily exercise profits little. It didn't say bodily exercise profits a whole bunch. So there is a little bit of profit. But see, I like to get paid extra. That's the way my savings account has come up, set up. I like to have extra. So I know that there's something more important than bodily exercise. And what is that? Spiritual exercise. So everything that you do, if you do one thing physical, you should do 10 things spiritual. So tomorrow we break down the spirit realm. So that way you understand how to operate in the spirit realm. So brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. Give the name that no man can pronounce. May the sun, the S-O-N, the S-U-N, and the S-U-M. You know all those numbers that I gave you in that circle? Yeah. What's the sum of those? Because that activates the Ruach or the Pneuma or the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you into all truth. It will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my anointed brothers, as always, my beautiful sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
I never wanna let you go.
Beats. child, my princess. Now she's a woman. She used to just hold me and love me. Now she's a woman. My baby, my child, my princess. Now she's a woman. She used to just hold me and love me. Now she's a woman. My baby, my child, my princess. Now she's a woman. She used to just hold me, love me. Now she's
Party
a woman. Now I gotta let her.
Same as y'all are me, and I love you so through infinity. Cause I'm the source, and so are you. Baby, DNA is our memory. I've been blessed with a trinity, so I'm going loud like some symphony. I will die for your life, so girl, don't you worry about anything. I would slay for a billion years just to give you billions of happy faces. Break you out of these messy mazes and break you out of these petty races. Every second I'm thinking, pondering, when's the day that I can get you onto this? Love yourself and the rest will follow bliss. Love yourself because your father fathered this. Yeah, I know that you'll hit some obstacles. You're a goddess, so mission impossible. Yeah, I got to go, but I never went. I'ma make sure that you never pay rent. Cause all my baby girls come to heaven sent. I'ma kill devils if they try to make you bent. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget.